19 extension 3.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
We are living in an artificially induced state of consciousness that resembles sleep. The poor and the underclass are growing. Racial justice and human rights are non-existent. We have been lulled into a trance. They have made us indifferent to ourselves, to others. We are focused only on our own gain. That is their primary method of survival. Keep us asleep, keep us selfish, keep us sedated.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy on the Republic Broadcasting Network. Here's your host, Michael Storm.
All right, we are off into hour number two, towardanarchy.com. To follow along, as always, look for June 27th, and you will find there a link to evolvingthespecies.com, and you will see that my guest is Dr. Dean Lloyd. He is a healer and a facilitator, and he is using healing arts and social application in the effort to evolve the species, to connect healing mentally and physically together. And you were just reading this piece. There was more to it, yes?
Are you there?
Yeah, I'm right here.
I'm sorry. Had the phone.
That's all right. Go ahead and finish reading.
Yeah, okay. So let me pick that up. Let me pick that up where I left off, if I may. Okay.
Yeah.
So I was talking about you can never do any more for someone else than you've done for yourself, right?
Right.
Okay. And obviously, what someone can do to their self, if you let them, they'll just might do that to you. All of which continues to set the stage for the wishful thinker's heroic quest for repentance, redemption, liberation, salvation, or whatever gets wrapped up in that legendary elusiveness for an actual working solution to end human suffering and misery. It is time to stop fighting, to get away from the negative. In trying to get away from what you're afraid may do you harm, you inadvertently wind up fixating upon the very thing you don't want. Actually, there's nothing negative that you need to battle. Rather, you're either going where you want, whatever the consideration, this movement is always towards a more expansive, inclusively integrated, dynamically creative state of mind and access, or you're getting rid of whatever is impeding your progress. How could this be of value and service to you? We intend to facilitate you becoming better consumers. We are consuming things all the time. On a basic survival level, we consume oxygen, water, food, nutrition, and at the least substance of shelter. According to our dispositions, inclinations, and circumstantial availability, our ever-growing appetites seek to consume all kinds of goods and services. However, what we consume the most of are ideas. Religious ideas, political ideas, economic ideas, public health ideas, romantic ideas, self-worth ideas, along with the supposed good and bad, right and wrong of every culturally advertised mode of conduct to which you can be persuaded to commit your purchasing dollars. Realize, no system, methodology, and/or technique can function any better and the quality of the intelligence that uses it. That system may be the health of your own body-mind complex, or it may be the interacted health of the body politic of global humanity. We intend to further empower you, thereby helping facilitate your inner security, so that as consumers, you will no longer be susceptible to being emotionally bullied and psychologically browbeaten. So you can demand the kinds of goods and services at every level that will actually satisfy you. Then those persons who really have the creative intelligence and workplace moxie will be able to make their fortunes by satisfying real needs, while those who can only use the momentum of their accumulated power to market alibis for the public's denied fears and inadequacy will fall by the wayside.
That's really great. It's the more eloquent version of really what I was talking about earlier at the beginning of the show. It's the deeper understanding of what I was scratching at the surface of. It's amazing how that always tends to be the case around here. And I believe it's about intent. I believe it's about being a little bit closer to attached body and mind and spirit, if you will. And working towards this common awareness that allows it to happen. It's a stream of consciousness that flows through the show and everything that we do that I'm just in love with.
Well, I love that because, remember, we have within us tools that have been corrupted. Mm. That we were told to take our power and give it away. Right. And that is not what we are doing as the what I call new doctor. All right, the new doctor is going to see the patient, make changes according to their needs. This is individualized medicine, yeah. Right? But to do so, see, we're into this herd mentality, right? We gotta fix everybody with the latest and greatest antidepressant or the latest and greatest antibiotic, which, you know, anything and everything has their place. I have real problems with addictive, toxic drugs, okay? Yeah. And this doesn't need to be. They can. Some of them can be used short-term. Some of them can be used, you know, for saving lives and all this. But what I'm talking about is consciousness. What I want to do is make a significant difference and upgrade in the way that we perceive medicine, because as you already know now, it's become runaway greed. You know, it's not about medicine anymore. And so I've provided the tools, and my website gives you the launching pad for that, and the doctors that I'm going to be speaking with and other practitioners. We will be covering all five of these topics that are on the website, including social application.
Tell me a little bit about social application. How does it work? What does it mean? I mean, you can look up a definition, but that's not the same thing as you know, sort of realized, real world expectation of that application, as it were.
Okay, and that is, and one of the ways of first of all understanding anything is to intellectually, to formulate. Remember, intellect is not intelligence. Intellect is that which we form in the symbol. Okay, that what is formed into symbols is intellect. Intelligence is not intellect. There are a lot of intellectual people that I would call overeducated idiots.
Mm.
Because they again revert back to primitive emotional patterns and justify their actions, which are destructive very often. And this is what I want to break the pattern for. And social applications, I could say it briefly, is making us better consumers, deciding what we want and what is really applicable in our needs at this time of our development. It's so important. It's the important. I hear people saying the most important thing right now is the, you know, the cryptocurrency, or the most important thing is you know, quelling the emergence of, you know, the reduction of resources, water and food, and yeah, absolutely important. Nuclear you know, power plants leaking radiation, absolutely important. What I'm talking about is nothing will change until we change where the mind is going. Because everything in your life, whatever your experience is determined by the state of mind you're in when you're experiencing.
Yes.
That's what I'm talking about here.
Yeah. Well, that's something that a lot of people in the drug culture will understand. The mood that you're in is affected by the things that you do, and vice versa. So social application, you could kind of look at it as the consumer end of conscious capitalism, or whatever it is the new capitalists are trying to sell us, as far as their sort of conscious awareness of what it is their business and the things that they're providing, the services they're providing, are doing in terms of damage to, at least to the environment. I don't think they're necessarily, maybe slowly they're becoming aware of their effect on people, as opposed to just the places, you know, with the products and things that they use, not just the places that they create them and the resources that they use up and the waste that they create.
Well, that's in our psyche, we have what I call a built-in sabotage mechanism.
Mm.
And I can get to that. But I first have to identify, why is this being done in the first place? It's because money has become the most important thing. And the collateral damage is secondary. And what is the collateral damage? The environment. Mm. People. Mm. Everything that's associated with our livelihood is secondary. So when that becomes the most important direction, we have to understand, I have to ask the question, as a healer, I have to say, what is it that predisposed you or caused you to be susceptible to that condition that makes it so that you've ignored everything else, or you've put it as a second when it's primary? You cannot live in your own waste, and we are providing so little in terms of useful information that breaks us out of these patterns, and that's what I'm here to do. I've been able to, and this is with my work with my dear friend Dr. Rosen, who I will talk about in another show, but he has, with my involvement, been able to put together something that's lasted, it's taken over 30 years for us to put this together. Call that dedication.
Yeah.
A long time, and I've known
the man. That's a long time.
That's a long time, and I've known the man going on 40 years. And he has been so brilliant in his approach, and that's what I'm so excited to do, is now, finally, give the public what work is. It is the answers that people have been asking for so long, or haven't been able to come up with the questions to articulate what it is that's bothering them. Now, I'd like to take the example of grief, something that both you and I have experienced. You more recently, I mentioned Dr. Hurley's passing is a very grieving experience for me, and your friend passing is a grieving experience. We can identify these emotional places in the body. In Chinese medicine, we label grief as most connected to the lungs. Anger. Mm-hmm. Yes, the lungs. Yeah.
You can feel it. Well, you can tell. What happened earlier in the show was a perfect example. I could hardly breathe, hardly speak.
Right, and it's directly tied to our nervous system. Now, what we are experiencing with anger is we don't know how we feel. And that's most closely linked to the liver.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Anger is a very, very prevalent emotion, negative, draining emotion in our culture today. And it's really a defended misunderstanding. If you don't know what you're feeling, then you're defending what you don't understand. Let that sink in a moment.
No, I am.
Okay. Fear, all fear, is not understanding. So here you have emotions that are very closely linked, expressed in different ways. And by the way, fear is most closely linked to the organ of the kidney in Chinese medicine. Okay. You know, I was so scared I peed my pants. You know, that kind of thing. Okay. So what I can do is break this down and explain it and how it works and how we can apply this to be better consumers. You have a particularly unique insight in that you're saying, let's look at the bigger picture, everyone. The system, as it is not working. Well, why isn't it working? We've got what we would appear to have a solid foundation. What's been done? It's pretty simple. You know, it's been corrupted over the years, and the people that are in charge don't know what they're doing. They don't understand the psychology of themselves. Ego is the driving force. And when your self-image, I'm rephrasing the ego as self-image, when your self-image says that I am the money that I'm making, then that becomes the most important thing you do. And however you attain power is justified. The feelings can justify anything.
Wow.
That's your program.
Well, and for the average person who isn't necessarily sort of using their power to control or abuse other people, the money, they become their job, their profession, that becomes their realities. And that's just another substitute for the money, because that's what gets them the money.
Yeah, but they don't understand that they're not satisfied.
Right. Absolutely.
This is not answering to their needs. What if they were being honest with themselves, they would say, I'm not doing something that's working. And to be excruciatingly honest takes a tremendous, and I will say this, it takes a lot of focus and concentration, a lot of your own will, to not get sucked in by all the mechanisms of destruction, because we are so immersed. It'd be really nice to turn on a radio show that would give us solutions, would you not think? And
yeah.
I'm hearing a lot of complaining, and I don't mean that in a negative way. I do feel like there's some really good information being put out there. It's just I want them to have a place to go.
That's right, because speaking of activism and thinking of my friend, and thinking in terms of activism, because that's how we met each other and know each other, is through activism, and what we realized is that there was a ton of value in activism, but there was much more value in the community of activists created.
Yeah, and part of your job, of course, is to sort it out. And that's, I admire people who take on this challenge. Doctors are doing some very noble, honorable things, putting themselves at risk with this vaccine confusion, I'll call it. Because it really is a mislabeled and non-clearly understood effect on the body. I'm going to, like I said, divert my attention away from that topic right now.
No, that's fine. You're preaching to the choir anyway, so.
Yeah. So, but what excites me, and I think that people, once they hear that there is these tools available to them, that I can help them. First of all, I know how the mind works. That's an enormous statement unto itself. How can you say that you know how the mind works? You know, but here I am speaking to you from so many years. I started at age 11 when I had a family tragedy, and it caused me to say that the people shouldn't be doing this. They're destructive, and I made it my vow that I would find out what it was that was causing the human condition so much suffering. And I would have to say, with Dr. Rosen's help, I was able to achieve that goal. And
oh,
I don't...
Oh. That was a great spot to hold that thought. We've got to go into a break. We'll be right back. Okay.
Hey gang, Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and the new app, Koshertified, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
Healer and facilitator Dean Lloyd has been my guest, and we, unfortunately, as always, we're up against the clock and running out of time, but I just love the word facilitator because I kind of think of myself in terms of that. I find myself in a position where I'm just trying to kind of help people understand why it is I think I understand myself and my world a little bit better, and it's all I kind of am able to do is just be who I am and tell other people who I am and about my world and the way I see things. And it's so great to be able to bring someone such as yourself on here who has a whole other level of understanding of this same general principle I'm trying to get across. You take it to a whole new level, and I just really appreciate everything that we've discussed here today. And I do hope that you will be able to come back again sometime. We'll pick up the conversation and maybe talk some more about AM and any of these other things. You know the clock, obviously. There's just a couple of minutes left. Hit on anything that you feel that we didn't get to yet, or just any last final thoughts that you want to leave us with.
Okay, first to your point about coming back on, yes.
Yeah.
Next month I will, if we can make the time, and I would like to do that, I'll come in part two of Evolving the Species. I'll be happy to
that would be lovely.
Be here for you on that. And
thank you.
I did want to point out that this sabotage mechanism, I didn't want to leave it alone.
Okay, all right.
Just because most people have in their mind that you really have to suffer.
Mm.
I want to provide the tools that break that pattern.
Okay.
And I can do that.
It's a cultural thing, even, as Americans.
Yes, it is.
It's
culturally brought up that you can do what you want in life, just don't, enjoy it.
Yeah, it's got to be hard work. It can't be easy or it isn't worth it. There's so many little cliches like that that make it like we're supposed to, that indicate that we're supposed to suffer for it. Yeah.
Okay, so on that, I will give you the website as evolvingthespecies.com, and you'll see the little write-up on myself and Dr. Rosen. And I will also suggest to your listeners that they get the free ebook. Okay? It's free. You just download it, and then you'll see what we're talking about. And if this excites you, like it does me, finding the answers to what plagues the human condition, what is causing the suffering, has been motivating me since 11 years old. I've got a lot of experience in this. So I suggest that they get that ebook, read it, and you do have an email to ask questions, and I love questions.
That's awesome. And there's free, easy sign up. You just throw an email and a password up there. You don't have to
just the ebook.
You can watch some videos and it's evolvingthespecies.com, and of course I'll continue talking. You bet. We'll set up a time here coming up next few weeks, next month, whatever we have available, and we'll continue the conversation. I'd love to. It's great. It's been a fantastic experience meeting you.
Beautiful. Thank you. And just to say that I am putting together with the other colleagues of mine the podcasts, and when the website is up and going, it'll be a $14.95 monthly subscription, and that anybody can listen to any of our podcasts on any of those topics at any time. So it's going to be, I feel, one of the most revolutionary websites for the human condition there is.
Well, and let me put it out as an example to people who listen to the show, as someone who has successfully placed a valuation on the work that they create. And it's hard for sometimes intellectuals and artists to do that, put a price on what it is they do. Well, do it. Make it valuable. Make it worth your time and be successful at it and prove your value by putting out the quality of work that people expect.
Excellent. And we're expecting it to be done by the end of the year.
That's
There's
awesome.
Been a lot more involved with putting it together, but the free ebook's there, the videos are there, the launch date will be put up as soon as it's known. Hopefully it'll be between September and December of this year.
That's awesome. Well, I wish you the best of luck, and we'll stay in touch, and I'll reach out to you a little bit later when the archive is available and things like that, and we'll work on getting you set up for the next appearance, and we'll definitely keep in touch, and I'm going to follow along. I signed up, so I can't wait to see how it really comes about. I mean, I'm excited about the future of all of this, of our understanding of ourselves and our future society. So I really appreciate the work that you're doing. Thank you, Dr. Lloyd.
Yes, Michael. I appreciate you as well. Take care now.
All right. We'll talk to you again soon, and I will be back.
I want the truth! You can't handle the truth!
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
Homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite 7-herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
It's happening, ladies and gentlemen. We here at RBN are working with Front Sight Firearms Training Institute to bring our audience the best in combat, tactical, and defensive firearms training. Whether you're a private citizen who is new to firearms, or you have a concealed weapon permit, and want a level of training that surpasses what you've received from your local gun range, Front Sight provides priceless education and skills taught by seasoned law enforcement, military, and private citizen instructors to levels that far exceed law enforcement and military standard. With nearly a million responsible citizens trained from every town, city, and state from across the United States, Front Sight has bolstered the Patriot movement to a whole new level. Contact Dan Sutterfield by phone at 573-762-2356 or 573-465-2356 or shoot him an email at domedan, D-O-M-E-D-A-N, at hotmail.com. This is a limited time opportunity. Don't miss it.
You're listening to Toward Anarchy with Michael Storm.
I hear something saying,
well, don't you know?
That's the sound of the men working on the chain.
Oh my, that's what a fantastic conversation, right? My head is swollen. It feels big, filled with like a sponge sopping up the knowledge. And it was just fantastic. I am super excited about it. It was just really great. The whole notion of doing this show, and he even brought it up himself. He talked about radio shows and conversations, and people, you know, it'd be nice to hear somebody talking about solutions. And that's been my thing since day one, when I turned on the microphone, and on the other end of it was, it might have been producer Sam at the time. It was quite a few years ago. But that from that day one, the idea was something solutions based, that it wasn't going to be about trying to put headlines out there or, you know, go analyze the news or anything. Not in any greater sense than the personal impact that it has on myself, and that's evolved quite a bit to get to this point. Reduced, you know, over the, trying to find this information, these links, that whatever it is, to be able to share and just to try to cover everything, but then to be at this point where it's reduced to just having simple conversations, even if they're just with myself, as they sometimes are, but just these simple non-confrontational conversations about what it is people are doing to make a difference in real positive terms, the way I see it. Of course, it's always tinted with that's a nice word, nicer word. It doesn't have quite the connotative meaning. Tinted with my filter. There you go. It's my filter. That's what it is to you. But realize that I do look at myself as a facilitator. That's why I like that word. It's one of my favorite words, facilitator. And I like people who consider themselves facilitators, because it tends to mean to me that they look at themselves as trying to be super objective about what it is they're doing. And I like to a fault. Almost, you can actually take it too far. I think skeptics and skepticism are important, but I think that you have to have some basis in reality. Not everything can be it's so important as to need to be torn down into its. You know, one of the things that I've seen skeptics try to debunk is something like chiropractic. They suggest that chiropractic has no health benefit to you. And as someone who has had chiropractic work done a couple of times, I'm not someone that visits all the time, I realize in my years that I should. And I think that what happens is people don't even realize how messed up they are. I've probably talked about this before. You just don't even realize how bad sitting at a desk is, or any repetitive task that you do, whether it's standing, sitting, using a computer, working on a car, cutting meat, whatever it is that you do that is anything close to repetitive motion has got you out of whack. I almost guarantee it, and you just don't even realize it, and you don't understand how much your body has to compensate for your being out of alignment in your spine and in your neck and in your hips in particular, because they carry the entire weight of the rest of your body. And oh my God, if I can understand that as just some guy, I don't even know how to get that point across anymore. I'm just a guy. I'm just a geek. I like to play video games. I grew up with the Atari and the Nintendo, and I grew up with one parent and a mother who loved me and took care of me and did everything that she did, but was distracted by boyfriends and jobs and all the things that she thought she needed to provide, you know, a home and all this and everything that comes with it. And that's not to say that I'm bitter or have any, because I'm not. I absolutely love my mother. I don't regret any of my childhood in any sense of the word. I think that every experience that I've had has been ultimately a positive one, because it's helped make me who I am today, and it makes me provide certain level of clarity and to work as a facilitator for people. Having been able to say that I have experience in this sort of gutter without being gutter trash, I have, you know, this sort of experience of a broken home without it being a nightmare there was this I don't even know what it was, because my wife found it. Must have been HBO, and it's a documentary about one of the stars of Saturday Night Live, and it's just this nightmare of his mother hitting him in the friggin' stomach with the hammer and stabbing him, and just this nightmare, unbelievable, abusive. And she thought it was love, and it's just all these ridiculous things that go along with these painful stories, and how he goes around. I unfortunately, again, fan, not a fanboy. I'm a bad fan. I apologize. I just don't always know who these people. You'd be surprised at how many I do, and by voice, because I'm a voice person. Some people like this, other people would look at him and go, well, that's that guy. And I mean, all right, yeah, you're absolutely right. That is that guy. I apologize. I didn't know. I'm sorry. I didn't see that movie. But at any rate, it was just, no. Wow. Oh, my God. This poor, poor son of a bitch. And I mean that in just, boy, every sense of the word. Nothing like that. You know, I got a belt a couple of times in my life, and we can debate whether or not that was the proper thing to do. My understanding is, and in my life, is I don't think it is. My mother was raised differently. Her parents were raised differently. It's not their fault. They weren't told. They weren't given good advice about things like that. And so some things were dealt with corporally instead of some other way, logically, but not often. You know, it didn't build any particular resentment or anything like that. I mean, I don't know if you could say there's some psychological effect in there, but not necessarily, because I'm a guy. Grown up, and I've separated. I still talk to my mother, and we're fine. I love my mother. We don't talk every day like some people do, but I don't think that that's necessarily a guy thing. That's what we do. We grow up and we move away, and we end up oftentimes with another female figure, a wife, a girlfriend, and their family becomes the attention. It's kind of supposed to work like that. It seems to be, from my own experience and just observation. But regardless, that's the position that I find myself in as a facilitator, having a very broad knowledge, a very broad experience. Most people never get out of their own backyard. They never leave their space. I've been pew, 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 all over. I've seen some people, and I've done some things, and I've had a lot of fun, and I've done it on my own time and my own dime, at my own expense in every sense of the word. I haven't used other people to pave the way for me or anything like that. I went out there and I did some fun things and tried to be who I was in every way, from education to my friendships to my interests in the things that I wanted to do. That's what I end up with the drum set over here in my studio that I haven't spoken of recently, but I'm excited about, because I found out that you can get this a better brain for mine. It's a digital drum set, so I can get a better controller. The little brain, it's what it is. It's what makes all the sounds and does all the programming. But the one I have, the one that it comes with, because it's an entry-level set, ultimately, it's just a step above, as I've talked about. But the little module, the brain module that comes with it, doesn't give you control over, for instance, individual drums, individual sounds. It gives me sets. I can control individual sets, but I can't control each of the sounds. Well, this other brain will allow me to control them. And I found one. I found one for $60. So, and I'll be able to sell the one I have for, you know, $35, wheeling and dealing all the time. That's me. It's paid off. It's paid off well. I may not be rich, but I have all the toys, boys and girls. I have a good life. It's what I was talking about earlier in the show. Just accepting. It's my own life is easy, even with the ups and downs and things like that. It's this conflict with the state and the interests of the manipulators, the people who are trying to change things. Is that Dr. Lloyd read that the whole stretch when I do the edit for the archive, I'll cut out that break in there so he just reads that bit nonstop. There might be some hiccup or something in there noticeable, but for most people it'll seem like it's just one straight through read. But I'm excited because I ordered this brain for my drums, and along with it, the ability to program each of the drums individually. And it has more sets, and it has more memory. It has all it's expanded in all the positive ways, including it'll add two more. It'll add another crash cymbal, and it'll add another tom to it. So, which now I'm going to have to get a bigger frame. But it's what I'm finding out is that I still did this the right way, and it's me. The wheeling, dealing, and the shopping, I offered a ridiculous offer on this thing and stole it for about 66% of its value, something like that. And so I'm finding out that the little upgrades are still keeping me under what you could get at the same price. That's the same configuration I'm talking about. Ultimately, in the end, here is closer to $600. Than it is to the $200 and, well, when it's all done, $350 that I will have invested in this one to have basically the same thing. So I'm excited about it. I'm happy. I've been playing it a lot. It's amazing. Anybody who's never played instruments and you think that you have to be a prodigy or something like that, no, you just have to put in the practice and you have to want to play that instrument. If you've always wanted to play the guitar, pick up a guitar and play the guitar. Anybody can play. If your fingers functionally work to press the strings and you are physically capable of playing the guitar and you are mentally capable of understanding the difference between noise and sound, which is I grant you a very, very thin line, particularly when you're talking about instrumentation or multiple instruments, you can play the guitar, and it's just another thing. Oh, please, I tell you, I'm just a normal person, but I play multiple instruments, and it's because I want to. It's because I was interested. When I was a child, my grandma took me to the symphony a lot, things like that, ballets, but the symphony was the biggest thing that we went to, a lot of them, Denver Symphony Orchestra. And it was always the brass. I always loved the brass and the trumpets. Trumpets always seemed to get these great parts. There were some others. French horns had some wonderful parts, but trumpets were better. And of course, trumpets also, you know, there was jazz and some blues and some other places where you can play some trumpet. And so that attracted me. And so I was taught how to play the trumpet in school and played it I played it through as long as I stayed in school, all the way up through the 10th grade, and was pretty good at that. But along the way, I learned to play the drums, and I've owned a set or two over the years, but nothing is sort of serious. I was really serious about having one now because the technology and the price point are at such a crossing point that it's, wow, okay, you can get a really awesome drum set if you want to learn how to play the drums anybody can do it if you are physically capable again. And you can do it for a couple hundred bucks and learn how to play. It's limiting in some ways. It doesn't have a physical set of you know, like the pedals. They're not physically attached to the hi-hats, and the hi-hats themselves, there's only one. It just makes the sounds, and the pressing of the pedal that's not attached to them, it simulates the opening and closing. But the problem is that there's no way, because there's not a physical clamshell of them touching, there's not the proper censoring in there, you can't get it to do certain things that you can do with the physical item, and that's where you start seeing much more expensive drum sets. But anybody who wants to learn to play an instrument, just play. Whatever it is you want to play, just play. Go down in the basement, whatever you have to do to make yourself feel comfortable, so you don't feel like you're performing in front of somebody as you're trying to learn. But just go play. Anybody can do it. You really can. The child prodigies and stuff. They're not so much child prodigies as they are children, and they're like sponges, and their brains are open, and they're easy to, if you will, program, or to program themselves to learn to teach their brains to communicate better with their fingers and their hands and their arms and the things that record, you know, that you use to play those. Oh man, we're already out of time. We'll come back and we'll wrap it up here on Toward Anarchy.
Extendivite 7 herb formulation is approved to help maintain cardiovascular health and help lower blood lipid levels in adults. Extendivite is made from hawthorn, garlic, valerian, cayenne, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, and milk thistle. The herbs in Extendivite have been chosen for their ability to help with overall health. Many people have reported improved energy and stamina in just a few months. If you think you could feel just a little bit better, then Extendivite may just be for you. Extendivite is an all-natural supplement. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a two-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. Well, we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country. Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on our online store, or call us
800-724-2719 extension 3. 800-724-2719 extension 3.
What would you say if I told you we have a new tool that will increase production and lower maintenance costs for your meat processing company, and it would pay for itself in just 6 weeks?
When pigs fly!
The new EaseOff Model EZ4 replaces old spring-style carcass droppers and is faster, safer, and more reliable. The EaseOff lowers or lifts 1,000 pounds to or from your rail automatically using our remote control.
Sounds expensive! Can I afford it?
Can you afford not to try the EaseOff? It installs fast with just 3 bolts in place of your current dropper. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue and injuries, speed up your line, eliminate downtime, and increase profit.
How can I order my EaseOff?
Go to EaseOff.com, EAZEOFF.com, and hurry, because we are offering $200 off on the new EZ4 for a limited time. EaseOff.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too. Ease Off LLC. Summersville, Missouri. 417-932-6419.
This is Toward Anarchy on RBN with Michael Storm.
So I spent more on a lawnmower than I have spent on to buy my core drum set, and the drum set is infinitely more useful in even if you're a landscaper, infinitely more useful. The value of playing an instrument, the physical and mental connection that they make, especially one that's so physical, is invaluable to your being when you do it, and when you the reward, the feeling, the whole package of just playing an instrument, of just doing something like that, it's they're an accomplishment that when you understand it, when you you look at it, and if you just want to look at it in sort of silly, sort of selfish terms, there's 8 billion people on the planet, and when I say I play the drums, I may not play the drums like Neil Peart, but I play the drums better than almost all the 8 billion other people on the planet. So there's a self-satisfaction to be gained from just that itself. But not, I'm being very facetious in that. And truly the value of it is in that mind and physical body connection through the act of playing the instrument itself, but the creation of music, the rhythmic patterns, all of these things are valuable to you physically, mentally, and are far more valuable than something that just cuts your lawn. It cuts grass. Grass is stupid. Golf course or a football field, and some might argue that golf courses and football fields are stupid, which I'm not one to do that. I like to play golf. I've done it a few times, and you know how much I love football. Some could still argue that grass all across the board is really just a waste. I don't know. I see the rabbits and the squirrels out in my yard eating blades of grass occasionally, but they're more likely to eat the so-called weeds out there. I don't like grass. I don't like mowing lawns, but I have a nice fancy lawnmower. I don't have anybody planned for next week because it's a holiday, and a lot of people, even anarchists, are going to be celebrating on the 4th of July because they'd be with family. It's got nothing to do necessarily with the 4th of July, but I'm in a state where you can go and blow things up. You can launch fireworks, real actual fireworks, things that blow up and things that leave the ground and stuff. They've knocked a few of them off over the years since I've been here, but you can still get the big fancy ones that launch into the air and explode and make a big pretty ball of fire and particles falling all over your neighbor's roof. And yeah, it's lovely. It's a wonderful place to be, and I love to do it, and we'll go out and spend a couple $100 at least, I'm sure, just on some fireworks, even though they're saying there's a shortage this year. Everything's a shortage. Everything's you gotta run out and get yours faster than everybody else. That's a trick. Don't fall for it necessarily. So we'll see you next week then. Until then, take care.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.